The Army is demolishing buildings at the former ammunition plant as part of a major restoration effort at the site. The Environmental Protection Agency has sent the Army 3 pages of questions, many of the questions centering on harmful chemicals known as PCBs that are in the paint on some of the buildings. Tony Martig is chief of the EPA's toxics section in Chicago. Martig says he wants to make sure the PCBs aren't released into the air when the buildings are taken down, especially if the Army revives its original plan to burn the structures.
We would, again, work with them to evaluate that possibility and if there would be any risks from that.
Martig says the Army has done some computer models of how PCBs would be dispersed, but he says it's been a while since the EPA got an update on several issues at the ammunition plant. Army spokeswoman Joan Kenney says the Army plans to continue with its current method of demolishing buildings, which uses water to keep the materials wet.
The demolition that keeps the painted items wet during the demolition, so no dust is released. So there's no releases from Badger that contain PCBs, and I don't see any reason for any of the neighbors to worry.
Kenney says the Army will answer the EPA's questions by next month. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.